Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To you from Florida. I'm on the road, broadcasting worldwide on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on XM channel 166, and of course blasting out via the internet at prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, in studio, back in Austin, Texas today, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack in studio. So he'll be sitting in my seat for those that are watching PrisonPlanet.tv and breaking down the huge success with his idea to get hundreds of sheriffs together out in Colorado last month and to have them discuss standing up against the out-of-control federal expansion and power grab that's going on, the usurpation of our republic. And this has sent the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal government, Denver Post, into conniption fits that the sheriffs may actually, through the people and law, try to reclaim their jurisdiction and power from the foreign banks that have hijacked the nation through the criminal federal government. Also, as you know, he's suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for saying that he's called for violence against police, which is comical. I mean, anybody that knows Sheriff Mack knows that's ridiculous. And he kept telling them, you better retract this. And when they finally did, it wasn't to the full extent. And so he's suing them. We'll see how that lawsuit is going. You know, the ADL's lost lawsuits before. The ADL was set up, of course, to defend a group of gangsters who were getting in trouble. And then they would just politically go after anybody that went after the group of organized criminals. And you can go look that up and think of the ADL. It's a historical fact. But somehow they train the police department. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, they get to write up the reports. The feds then give the local departments, demonizing constitutionalists, the founding fathers, Ron Paul. You read these reports, they're very cartoonish. But it actually creates a self-fulfilling prophecy when the police then go out and attack constitutionalists or go out and engage constitutionalists from a perspective of somebody's an enemy, and then they actually get a fight back. And I hope you stay on the air here. There is just a typhoon-level storm hitting right now, and lightning and thunder. I don't know if you can hear that, but we had a pretty good connection yesterday here in Florida. We hope it continues. It's simple. If I walked up to somebody walking down the street and bowed up to them and acted aggressive, they'd probably bow back up. I've seen people that have bad attitudes in life and think everybody's out to get them, and they just get along with nobody because it's almost what they're looking for. It's what they're expecting. And so I've got a better idea. How about the American people and the police and the military not be at each other's throats and just sit back, take a deep breath, and really look at who runs the federal government and who is preparing these reports that they're giving you. Now, the military, I know, has woken up. To the great extent, they're awake, and the rest of them are waking up fast. The police are starting to wake up. It's not as fast-moving or as deep as with the military, but it will happen, thanks to all of your work out there. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, you know, who actually have Ron Paul stickers on their cars, and the police tell them, all right, you're speeding. Here's a warning. By the way, I like your Ron Paul sticker. And I've experienced things like that myself. I mean, I'm not really somebody who even is bashing the police. I'm bashing police that are out of their jurisdiction, out of their authority, who are on power trips, or who are crazed, or who are so scared of the public that they constantly turn not even whole hills into mountains. And this is, they turn potholes into mountains. Anyway, I've gotten to the news. Huge broadcast coming up, huge news on Obama pitching the race card and more right here in Florida. It's all coming up state, and this will do right back. Big transmission. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Alex Jones coming to you live from Florida. I'm going to be speaking for our local affiliate, 810. In Orlando, where we're number one on the AM dial for talk radio, trouncing Lord Limbaugh, the great. I'm going to be speaking this weekend at the Orlando Highlight Center that in its entire 50-year history, they were telling me, has never sold out their big speaking venue area. And they've had big bands in there, you name it. It holds over 1,000 people, and they've got about 100 tickets left right now, and they believe it's going to sell out. I think even some TV stations are going to be down there saying, in the 50 years since the Orlando Highlight's been here, it's never sold out until now. Talk show host Alex Jones came to town. Just an interesting little factoid. You folks are awesome. I'm going to give you a powerful speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. And I'm going to premiere a 40-minute documentary breakdown analysis titled New World Order, the Blueprint of Madmen. So our blueprint to defeat them and, of course, their blueprint of out-of-control madness. If you still want to get tickets while they're available, Infowars.com/events. Infowars.com/events. And you can also just go right to the Orlando Highlight and find the event this Sunday. They're online. I'll also be broadcasting from the event with the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That'll be 5 to 7 here. And then the event kicks off at about 7:30. But I think the doors open, they say, like 6:30. So I will see you there. Speaking of the Big A-10, I've only been on about a year, and again, it went from like 4th or 5th in the ratings to putting Always Demographics at number 1. Another testament to the power of liberty. I think I started the show like this yesterday, so I'm going to get into the news right now. I'm going to have a talk show host who I've been on the show 5 or 6 times in the past named Doc Holliday on. I was on his radio show right before this one this morning on A10, our affiliate. He's a local show. And he was saying, do you know about the riot over the latest Nike tennis shoes at the Orlando Mall? And I said, no. And he sent me a link to it. And he said, do you know about Obama and his African Americans for Obama? And I said, yeah, I saw that announcement 2 weeks ago. And he said, well, they're airing that here in Orlando on TV. And there's incredible racial tension and fights breaking out and riots and things. And I sure enough went and looked it up. It's true. And he said it was completely a racial thing with the NBA All-Stars game there yesterday. And that when Obama was in town for $30,000 a person plates, and then he snubbed the local Daytona 500 event. And that they even blocked off a lot of the area around where the All-Stars played and blocked roads off, major roads coming in only for the VIP Obama people. So the royalty and the globalists love to use any event, not just G20 or NATO events, to lock everything down and have checkpoints and act like it's the end of the world. That happened. But by having that talk show host point this out to me, I did some more research this morning and went back to the subsection of Barack Obama's presidential website, which is African Americans for Obama. And I was completely blown away that I saw this 2 weeks ago when it first was put on YouTube. Now it's being aired on TV. And it is absolutely, totally, 110% illegal what Obama is doing. You just heard me right. It is totally and completely illegal what he is doing. I'm going to tell you here exactly what he's doing in just a moment. First, I want to mention some of the other news that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you how it's illegal here in just a moment. No, not saying African Americans for Obama. That's not illegal. We know what that is, though. I mean, imagine white people for Mitt Romney. I mean, it would be the end of the world. Or that's not what's illegal. That's just racial division, you know, gangsterism. You know, when any group goes out and makes it all about race. That's balkanization, and it's coming from the Democrats, from the multiculturalists who sell multiculturalism as a way to actually balkanize people in the name of unity. That's not what's illegal. I'm going to explain it here in just a moment because the video is amazing. We're going to play the video, air the audio here for the radio audience if you're a radio listener. I've got Paul Watson doing an article on this right now. It'll be up in the next hour at Infowars.com. I'll give you the video title. You want to find it for yourself as a radio listener on XM channel 166 or however you're listening. Now, after I go over that, because Doc Holliday is going to be popping in, Insider says talk of Paul Romney alliance is establishment trick. Made the points that I'd made for 2 hours before he came on. That, of course, is the guy that first got Ron Paul to run for office, the guy that ran his campaign, the guy that was his chief of staff in Congress, Lou Rockwell. Worked for Barry Goldwater. So you want to find out who went out and farmed Ron Paul and found that great mind? Lou Rockwell. And, you know, Lou publishes newsletters, all of it. Lou agreed. He said, yeah, it's about making Ron Paul looked like he's an establishment sellout to people, just like they tried to claim he's always flying first class, and it turned out that wasn't even true. Even though congressmen can get it paid for first class, he refuses and doesn't. But then he gets so many airline miles, they bump him up. I've flown before on American, don't even fly that much. And they're like, oh, you've flown 3 times with us this year. You're bumped up to first class. So they found that and said, you fly first class on taxpayer money. When it's paid for to fly back and forth from your district in first class, he won't even do that. But they said he did, and said he was a liar. And, of course, it turned out it wasn't true. And even MSNBC had to retract themselves. The point is they're looking for crooked toenail type stuff. I mean, you've got open crime being committed. You've got all this corruption going on. You've got all of this out-of-control New World Order behavior, the illegal wars, the torture, the trillions being stolen by mega banks, the NDAA, the abolition of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, open calls for internet censorship, total federalization of local police. Rome is burning. The Titanic is sinking. And they're out there talking about Ron Paul didn't wipe his nose properly once, or once he talked with his mouth full, or once, you know, he didn't say please or thank you, or he didn't carry an old lady's groceries across the street fast enough. This is the type of stuff they're doing. And so Rockwell completely concurred with my analysis. He said it is all about trying to get people in the Paul campaign to actually, you know, the general public, some of them to actually clamor for it. And then that will actually create the illusion that Paul himself is for it. And then, you know, Republican insiders offering jobs to people that work for Paul. You know all that's going on. That does go on. On Paul's supporters. Oh, Romney likes Ron Paul. Well, he can't be that bad then. You see. So that's what's going on. And we had a whole discussion about it, spent about half the show on it yesterday. I think it was worthwhile, but my instinct is Lou's instinct. And I meant to shoot a video yesterday. Just a special comment, but I'll do it now. You mark my words. Just like I told you Rand Paul would run. Just like I told you he'd run 4 years ago. Just like I broke all this down. Just like I told you there'd be election fraud, too. But still, by running, he educates people. We win by resisting.
We show how it's all a fraud by resisting. That's another step. When you quit fighting, that's when you're dying. When you're fighting, that's when you're living and getting stronger.
What is pain? It's weakness leaving the body. What is political pain? It's weakness leaving the body. When somebody makes fun of you because of your political views, you don't get your feelings hurt. You take satisfaction in the fact that you're out there being attacked, that you've got courage, that you've got strength, that you've got moral authority, that you've got moral courage. People say, oh, isn't it terrible to be demonized and attacked? No, I love it. Not because I'm a glutton for punishment. No. These bullies are attacking me and demonizing and lying about me from above and below, through COINTELPRO and through national media and government levels, because I'm hurting them and I'm going to go on hurting them. So even though I don't at a certain level enjoy it, I've even learned to enjoy it at a personal level, because I know it's a sign of victory. Not that I'm in good shape, but I've gotten in a little bit better shape. And I finally got to that point when I hit about 5 miles running, where it's really painful and I feel nauseous and I just run through it. And then I can just run and run and run. And it's kind of like that politically. You've got to get to where, you know, back when I used to lift weights a lot, and I'm sitting there trying to bench press 230 pounds 20 times. And at 10, you think you can't go anymore. And you just say, I'm going to do this another 10 times. And by the last time you do it, it is super painful, but it feels so good. And when you walk out of that gym, you've got so many endorphins flowing through you, you think you're on cloud 9. And it's the same thing. The only thing worth anything in life is what comes hard. What comes easy, you never appreciate. It's just that simple in life. Things that come hard and things that are valuable, things that are good for society, your gut will tell you, this is good what you've done. And it's literally your subconscious, your basic human programming says you ought to feel satisfied right now. You know, even if you're told something you're doing is good, but it doesn't feel right. Let's say you're a police officer working for the system and you do something and they tell you it's good, but it doesn't feel right. There's a reason it doesn't feel right. Your brain is conservatively hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only a limited focus of your overall intellect. And if your gut, that's what you call it, your nose, whatever, says, I don't like this, well, you better really then intellectually think about it, and then you'll get the answers. You've got to examine why you're not getting a good feeling, see?
You get a good feeling from something. I don't mean a good feeling like sex or partying. Those are bestial, low-level good feelings. I mean, if you're not getting a good feeling about where you're going to church, if you're not getting a good feeling about who you're dating, if you're not getting a good feeling about the school your children are in, but you don't know why, you need to investigate that. Okay, side issue. Insider says talk of Ron Paul Romney alliance's establishment trick. CIA NATO front group drafts humanitarian aid for Syria, like the same aid you saw in Libya. But this is the big news. Red linked on Infowars.com, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. This is big news.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
We are back live. Coming up, after I get into Obama playing the race card and more, I'm going to get into our top story today. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. Paul Watson is reporting there what the whole Homeland Security grid is really for, is we the people. Also, the birth of world government with Dr. Michael Kaufman, key report up at InfoWars.com on that. Another big report, the feds are openly expanding their war against raw milk all over the country. Even though they don't have jurisdiction, they're trying to shut it down. Just a lot more today that we're going to be going over. But I want to direct your attention first to a video we're going to play here in a moment. And instead of just playing the video and then analyzing it, I'm going to analyze it, play it, and then go over even more of it because there's so many facets here. But what is it that is illegal in this video? Is it that he's saying African Americans for Obama? When if any other group was doing something like that, it would be called racism and racial pandering. And when the very Democrats that are doing this constantly lecture everyone that they can't have racial identity, including white people. And again, folks, you know I'm not into the whole race stuff. I get criticized for talking about blacks having medical experiments done on them. Well, facts are facts. About half the time they declassified something, it's black people being tested on. The system does do that. I mean, I want everybody to do good, be happy, win-win. I don't even usually get into these subjects because I understand it's a tar baby meant to get us all fighting with each other. But this is so outrageous, I've got to cover it. No, it's not the race baiting, and that's in there, and I'm going to comment on that. It's not claiming he's the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, when he stands against everything. You think Martin Luther King would support secretly arresting citizens and killing them? The Pentagon announced again yesterday they're going to kill U.S. citizens, including in the U.S., anytime they want, no judge or jury. I mean, just outrageous. I mean, if Putin did that, it would be all over the news, and should be. I mean, this is just incredible. No, it's not the hypocriticalness, it's not the deception, it's not all of that. It's not him saying, do your fair share, and everybody's got to give more when he works for the mega banks that are destroying us. That's all the lies and hypocrisy and out-of-control deception. They think they can sell because he's got, you know, darker skin. I think Obama's probably about as black as I am. The point is that he says, have your vote leaders, your vote squads, your vote teams, your election teams, inside the churches get me elected. And it's your duty, basically, churches, to get me elected. Now, listen, I want to be clear here. It's not illegal to have churches involved politically. But the federal government says it is and shuts churches down that do get politically involved. Now, I can read the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people for the right to assemble and redress the government. I mean, that's the First Amendment. Go read the First Amendment. The first thing in the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means that's pretty iron tight for you lawyers out there. I mean, that means you can't establishment or what somebody sets up, and you have no jurisdiction over anything and once it's set up. That's separation of church and state. They've turned it around backwards and just through fraud. I mean, there's no law. You got to take vaccines. They're taking people's kids and arresting folks. And the cops are dumb. The juries are dumb. The judges lie. They'll always send them to jail for something else, you'll notice. But they do it. There is no law. They're shut down raw milk producers. As long as it's not over state lines, they're doing it. Law saying any of this. There's no law. You got to take vaccines. They lie and tell you there is. So you're saying, well, then what's illegal? I mean, if the churches are allowed to do this, well, not allowed. You have no jurisdiction. It's not like the government gives you this right. It's already there. That's what our system of government's different. Government isn't the final thing. We, the people, are above the government. You understand that? I know you understand that, but then what's illegal? What's illegal is that he is out there. I see it in the news all the time. They have the feds sending letters to churches, reminding them. I've seen these even lately, telling Baptist churches in Austin, Texas. People brought me the letters, and I've called and confirmed it. Catholic churches, you name it, saying, do not even discuss politics with your friends in the pews or at Sunday school or if you go to a church picnic. You don't discuss, like it's the Soviet Union at the church picnic, who you're voting for. That's what the feds, the IRS, are telling people and telling them it's the law. Of course, not mentioning the law, just saying it's the law. And doing this while Obama's saying, churches, get out there and vote for me right now. Okay, get out there. Use your churches as campaign arms. I'm going to play you the clip.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, there's a lot of facets to this video and audio I'm about to play, but you can go to the official Barack Obama website, presidential campaign website. They have their own website for this as well, a separate site for the campaign. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And on the surface of that, you think, well, okay, why is Obama getting to campaign racially? But if white people did that, it'd be the end of the world. Let's just be honest. It's natural in every culture and every society for people to tend to want to be part of a cultural group. That's normal. It's not bad to do that. It's wrong to hate people because of whatever group it is. And, of course, people from different, you know, human groups can love each other or whatever. But the point is, it's not dirty and bad to want to be black or want to be white or want to be Hispanic or want to be Asian or whatever. You know, if a Japanese person wants to marry a Japanese person, that's not bad. If a Jewish person wants to marry a Jewish person, That's not bad. Well, why is it bad if a European wants to marry a European? This is just because the New World Order sees whites as the dominant group. And it just simply wants to play all the other groups off against that, not because the New World Order cares about those groups, but because it wants to create a divide-and-conquer scenario basically break down any group that is seen as dominant or cohesive. The system wants to get rid of families as well across the board. The system wants all of us to accept their phony corporate culture. Whatever culture you want to be part of, whether you want to reinvent yourself or you come from the countryside and you want to be a redneck or whether you want to be a hip-hop person, I don't care. I'm into science, literature, history, freedom. My identity is the Magna Carta Constitution. My identification is with freedom and human potential. But then when I'm attacked because I'm white and told you must be bad because you're white, then I'm supposed to act all guilty and say, oh yes, I'm sorry. Well, that just isn't how it works. I've transcended all of that. But I realize most people haven't, because even if you want to transcend it, other people haven't. So even if you don't dislike them for what color they are, they think you dislike them, and they're looking for you to do something. And a lot of folks take whatever you do and spin it around. Kind of like, you know, the driving while black thing. Well, that guy's a black guy. He must be a criminal. I'm a black guy in a white neighborhood. I must not be welcome here. It's incredible. A few times I've had Hispanic friends over, you know, at my house. And I say a few times because I hardly have anybody at my house. And back when I lived in the city, and of course I had neighbors that were Hispanic, black, you name it, but they would see like three or four white neighbors out, and they'd be like, you think I'm welcome around here? And I'm like, you're joking, right? And they're like, oh, no, I'm not joking. So, it shows how this is there. And are there snobby groups everywhere? Yeah, if I went to some country club here in Florida, you know, where there's people on average who are probably worth $10 million a piece there at their country club, they're going to come over, even if I'm wearing the perfect blazer and white shirt with the cufflinks and everything and pull up, you know, in the perfect car and everything. They're still going to come over and ask if I'm a local or part of their group. And they're going to kind of act a little snooty on average, not because they dislike me because I'm a white guy wearing the right suit, but because that's part of their enjoyment. That's part of the tribalism. It's part of the satisfaction that smaller-minded people get from being part of an end group. And that happens everywhere. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and would walk down the street with one of my black friends going to play basketball or baseball, and they'd say, listen, honky, cracker, get out of here. And they'd be like, oh, just that old man, he's racist. People are people. I'm going to go to my guest here.
It's just that Obama is now playing a race card with this, and it's wrong. If people pointing out black racism against whites, which is very bad in the nearness, I mean, it's gotten so bad and so acceptable that you've seen the last, 5 years, all over the country, groups of black youth beating up white people. And it's on video. It's happening everywhere. Does that mean average black folks are doing that? No. But young gangbanger type kids that are watching MTV, the culture where that's cool, they think it's funny. And they also beat each other up. You know, and white gangs do it too. They beat each other up and they beat up other groups of people. The point is, call it what it is when black gangs are racially attacking whites or Hispanics are attacking whites. Why is it always acceptable when whites get attacked? Why, when a white guy defends himself on the New York subway from five guys, you know, that happen to be black, is he called racist when he shoots someone they're attacking? It's called survival. And I'm against the downtrodden. I'm against the innocent being banged up on by thugs. I don't care if it's the Ku Klux Klan 150 years ago trying to attack blacks who they knew owned firearms.
And laws against blacks owning guns. I'm for everybody having freedom. Now, with that preface said, that's not even the issue in this new video. And Paul Watson's doing an article on it for Infowars.com. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. Listen to this. I mean, this minute 42 piece is so mega jam-packed with hypocrisy, deception, lies, fakeness, posing. I mean, everything he's saying is the opposite of what Obama really is. I mean, Obama is a horrible teleprompter reading from birth, CIA creation, on record, who is for torture, secret arrest, endless wars, constant invasions, financing al-Qaeda invasions, proxy wars, destroying the Bill of Rights, bankrupting our country, shutting down our power plants, boosting our power prices, and the big mega banks that fund Mitt Romney are all funding him. All you Republicans that like Mitt Romney, I guess the few that are out there, you should love Obama. Because past the rhetoric and past the gay marriage football issues, they're the same people. Look at who puts money in them. I mean, this is not 2 plus 2. This is, there it is. Is it 2 plus 2 if you see a red Volkswagen to say that's a red Volkswagen? No, that's a red Volkswagen. That's a red fire truck. Do you have to think, if you're watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv wearing this red shirt, to say that's red? Or reddish pink. I guess salmon you could call it. No, it's not 2 plus 2. It's there. It's red. Okay? But the big issue here, the big issue, the mega issue in everybody's face now, he says, listen to his exact words coming up. He says in here that activate in the churches with your election teams. I mean, this is according to what they enforce. So if it's not illegal, what's illegal? Because they selectively enforce against conservative and libertarian and states' rights and anti-Agenda 21 churches, and they tell people don't even talk about politics anywhere. They tell the public to basically put up with having no First Amendment when they don't have that power. But then now he's here when the government, the IRS, said this is illegal for decades. Here he is saying do it. So it's the selective enforcement and the racketeering nature that they know this isn't illegal, but they're telling you it's illegal for you, but not for them. This is a big issue, and I've seen no one raise this. I've seen them raise the race issue here, which is secondary. It isn't even on the radar compared to this attack on the First Amendment. Listen to this.
This month we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many. Or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African-American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot, even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination, changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment when we've got to decide what kind of country we want.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I've got to stop this. Their efforts made it possible for him. He says before that, our campaign is a continuation of that. You're now saying civil rights is a continuation of you. Just because you claim your part, you know, your dad's from Kenya, doesn't even look like you. Whatever. They did the racial actuaries. He's less than 10% African, if you even believe what he's saying to you. That part doesn't matter. A lot of white people did vote for you. It shows that most whites aren't what we're told, these people that just hate black folks out of hand. You know, all the white folks constantly worshiping black sports figures. So it's just pure bull. No, it's the minorities that have been taught it's okay to hate whitey. That's what I see in here. And it's funny, and it's cute, and it's corporate sponsored. Side issue. Did you hear him? The civil rights movement, his campaign is a continuation of the civil rights movement. Oh, overturning habeas corpus, due process, saying you'll secretly arrest us and kill us and launch wars anywhere without congressional approval and wars in Libya and kill 30,000 plus black Africans now, they admit, and torture and murder them in a race war by the Arabs against the blacks. All on record, and you're telling us about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King wouldn't support you, guaranteed. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm going to Doc Holliday here in a minute. We'll keep him a little bit in the next hour if we need to, but I want to go over this video and audio. Continue with the rest of his garbage. Here it is.
Possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment when we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair
shot. Stop right there. to back it up to everybody does their fair share. We can change the nation where it's fair. That means socialism, communism, which all the big mega banks promote, because you don't even actually get the chicken feed, just enough to make you dependent. They then transfer in the tens of trillions a year in austerity to them, just like what's happening in Europe. No matter what color you are, where you're from, where you live on the planet, the same six mega banks are destroying your future, and they want you to fight over race. That's what Obama's doing here. He's making his politics racial and then claiming he's fighting the man. All these old ladies that were told, you're going to get a free house and free car. They'd say, I'm going to get a free house and free car. And he goes, yes, you are. And the media let him get away with that. And then he didn't even give it to them because he can't. But even the very women he talked to, they didn't. Nobody called him on that. This is a total liar of the highest level sitting there saying he's a civil rights activist when he's the opposite, saying he's going to fight the big rich guys when he's totally created by them. Just pure lies. This is 100% lies and deception. But the big part's coming up. Go back to it.
Well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share.
We can build. Government
everybody
builds.
Everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at...
Hit pause. Hit pause again. Back it up. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. Everybody plays by the same rules. There's a fair playing field. You mean where the big mega banks get $27 trillion? You mean where you exempt General Electric from the greenhouse gas rules but not their competition and then let your regulators shut them down? You mean where your insider buddies get tens of billions of dollars in green energy funding while you shut down other U.S. industry and then the people you finance ship the factories to China? You mean that type of fair playing field? Where you demanded 2 years ago with the stimulus package that the money be given to the big banks and not to the people, and then blame Senator Dodd for it until he released the letter showing that you demanded that the people be screwed and robbed? I mean, he's such a liar, folks. He said he was against the NDAA and then signed it. He wants the devilish cake and to eat it too. All right, that's enough. Go back to the rest of the clip. It's just you hear the lies for yourself. Here's more of it.
A fair shot. Everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons.
Hit pause. Back it up again. I just cannot handle it right now. Did you catch that? Everybody pays their fair share. Everybody works as hard. Everybody, really, everybody's by the same rules, like the illegal aliens who are above the law and get to have drunk driver wrecks and not get arrested, or $10 fines, and you accept fake consular matricula cards the Mexican government issues to anybody, 5-10 apiece, because they know they're getting welfare on it, sending it back to Mexico. You mean all that selective enforcement? You mean how you ship guns to Mexico? You mean how the ICE has been caught being ordered to legalize the illegal aliens and to release violent felons when they get released from prison to not deport them? But you throw the book at citizens because we're seen as dumb schmucks? Continue. Back to Obama.
Really well. Or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share. And everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own. Visit AfricanAmericans.BarackObama.com for more information about all the ways you can get involved. From attending HBCU organizing workshops to becoming a congregation captain. And say you're ready to keep making history. Thanks, and see you out there.
Congregation captains. Notice he even has the military term for that civilian force that's bigger and larger and all the rest of it. I'm going to go to Doc Holliday, our guest, because he pointed out to me there have been fights and attacks all over Orlando since Obama came to town. They've been airing these ads on TV about how, you know, it's about us, we're black, you're white. Here it is, cops still at Florida Mall after riot last night over new Nikes. And this is the type of stuff. This is News 15 reporting on this. We're about to go to break. We'll have him for two segments. I appreciate him sitting there while I went over all of this. But Doc Holliday's on the radio on 8:10 a.m. right before I am on every day. And I'm going to be traveling there tomorrow to then speak Sunday. But this is the type of garbage we're seeing, and it's going on. Tell us when we come back from break what you're going to be breaking down here.
The bottom line is that, first off, that announcement from Obama, that's about as criminally racially as you could possibly get it. But it's divided the community. We have the NBA All-Star Game here, and the NBA All-Star Game, of course, is an ethnic event, but Obama planned his trip around that, and suddenly that is being run as a PSA on various radio stations, on TV stations. They're running the video, and it's really upset some people. It's also charged a lot of people up on a different level, bringing up slavery again, invoking the image of Martin Luther King. We don't need to go back to slavery. For God's sakes, the Great Divider has taken us back in time. And so people were getting wrapped up. The All-Star Game is here for us. They built a big fence around the Amway Arena, so we possibly couldn't see all the big rappers and everything that was going on in town, and the local businesses are being put aside. And there was a riot last night because a whole bunch of young ethnic teens, and that's all I'm going to say, showed up on a whim that some apparently glow-in-the-dark shoes were available. And these were Obama's people, and they started a huge, huge fight. And the cops had to be pulled in. And, of course, the liberal media, you know what they do? The liberal media only shows the white cop with the shaved head chasing down a poor little ethnic fella on a horse. And it was portrayed totally wrong. And Obama...
Well, that's what's done. This is part of this problem, reaction, solution, synthesis, where they make it about race. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to be clear, it's illegal that Obama is telling conservative libertarian churches don't even discuss politics in the pews. I mean, that is wild. When there's no jurisdiction, but then he's saying, I need election captains in all the churches voting for me. And it does start to violate church and state when the president himself is going and getting involved. I mean, it may even cross that line. You don't want a state religion. That's what the First Amendment is against. And the state religion under this New World Order is worship of government and corruption. But, I mean, that is hiding in plain view. It is so big. After Doc Holliday leaves us, we've got a guest coming on that ties into this. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. They're now saying the Tea Party movement and sovereign citizen anti-Agenda 21 movement are a bigger threat than Islamic terrorists. I told you for a long time, you know, the white Al-Qaeda ads they're running where all the terrorists are white. Everybody reporting them is a minority. This is going to be really bad. I mean, if you're a white person, folks, you got a crosshair on you because you're seen on average as middle class with some money. You want your Second Amendment. You're going to be a problem. You understand that? So we're going to be breaking that down. Doc Holliday, only got you about 3-4 minutes in this segment, a little next segment. But, I mean, break down why you're saying it. You can feel the division there in the city since these ads are running. We know about some of the fights, the riots, the police being called out. But, I mean, what else are you talking about here? I mean, describe why you're saying that you can suddenly, in Orlando, that's a very diverse city and has a large black population, why you're saying you really feel division now.
I think the ads, once they started to run, and bring up the images of slavery and have him, you know, depicting himself as the great leader of the new civil rights movement, have what they've done is raised the tension. You hear it in people's comments. You see it on the news when people are talking about Brock just happening to come during All-Star Weekend, having a $30,000 a plate dinner at Vince Carter's house. He used to be a former Magic player, and, of course, the elite, the NBA players were there, and it became a source of this is all happening down. Of course, we have the Daytona 500 over in Daytona, and it became a division. And the more these ran, the more people said, yeah, slavery. Yeah, Martin Luther King. And it became the NBA All-Star Game, which is an ethnic event. Okay, we'll give it that. The majority of the players in the NBA are African American. We understand that, but they built.
But I mean, they don't want it to be the bankers that Obama works for making us all slaves. They don't want to make it all the illegal wars. They always want to bring up race and slavery to reinvoke it to create the division. These are the limousine liberal poverty pimps who are selling race. They're the ones actually making people get at each other's throats and not. Holiday?
Yeah, I'm right here. I lost you there for a second. You're absolutely right about that. What it is that the news was going, hey, you know, Barack Obama's coming down, and he's going to be at Vince Carter's house, and it's the All-Star Game, and it's Black History Month, and it was getting tossed and tossed and tossed, and then, of course, the slavery was coming around, and they would put younger people that are easily misled on TV, and they were like, yeah, you know, he's here to stop the slavery. He's here to stop this. He's here to celebrate. This is our town now. We've got Orlando, and of course Daytona, they've got all the rednecks and the races. I've never met a presidential incumbent or candidate who would turn down a chance to get in front of 150,000 people at a race, but he made simply by a vibration that was coming over the news, and then last night the riot at the Florida Mall, which, you know, were Obama's folks. And they were to get, I guess there were 10 pair of sneakers that were supposed to be on display with NBA.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to go to break. I want to hear more about... Sure. I want to hear more about what happened at the Orlando Mall when we come back in a moment. But undoubtedly, Obama himself, you know, in private discussions has been recorded saying you got these, you know, white, bitter, rural, bitter clingers. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. And that's why they were black and bitter clingers. The system would hate them. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. They won't buy into our New World Order fake culture, the end of the family and the disease of globalism. They're the bad guys. So I agree with you. That's what this is all about. They're running these ads where Obama...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.